Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A raw deal. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Hollywood screenwriter Gary DeVore was currently writing a script on the CIA and the invasion of Panama when he went missing and was found dead a year later. 25 years later, his death is still a mystery. This is the very mysterious death of Gary DeVore. It's going to involve conspiracy.
Yes, yes, yes.
The CIA.
Hell yes.
Missing hands.
Oh, I'm buckled up. I'm ready. I love a mystery.
It's interesting you say buckled up.
Oh, no.
Gary DeVore was born in L.A. County on September 17th, 1941. His writing career began in the late 1960s when he wrote for shows such as Chuck Barris's The Newlywed Game, The Steve Allen Show, and Tempo. He was married four times, first to singer Maria Cole from 1969 to 1978, then to actress Sandy Newton from 1981 to 1985, then to Claudia Christian, actress and author from 1988 to 1992, and finally to Wendy Oates from 1996 to 1997. Gary worked as the vice president of production at De Laurentiis Entertainment before returning to filmmaking. He was known for films such as Raw Deal with Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Dogs of War starring Christopher Walken, and Showdown in Little Tokyo starring Dolph Lundgren and Brandon Lee. Very popular 80s action,
absolutely.
Early 90s.
Yeah, testosterone. High impact, exciting. Those movies were very hot.
DeVore was working on another film, but nothing like the previous ones. It dealt with politics, drugs, and the military. The film he was working on was about the U.S. government's involvement in drug trafficking and bank robberies, as well as the controversial invasion of Panama.
Ooh, I can see how that might upset some people.
Gary DeVore was returning home on June 28, 1997, after spending some time in Santa Fe, New Mexico, because he was experiencing writer's block and needed a change of scenery to spark his creativity and finish his script. And this script that we're going to get to is key to all these conspiracies and the strange occurrences around his death.
Ooh, yeah.
Gary drove home through the Mojave Desert, which is located in Southeast California, Southwest Nevada, with portions of it in Arizona and Utah. Gary lived in Carpinteria, where his wife Wendy awaited him. She decided to call her husband around 1 a.m. after he had not returned home and he had not called her. Later in the investigation, it was revealed that the telephone company did not record this call. However, Gary answered the phone without specifying his location. A year later, Gary was still missing. Missing persons posters were distributed, newspaper articles sharing the story of the missing screenwriter, an episode of America's Most Wanted aired, but no information came to light that could help in Gary DeVore's disappearance.
Oof.
On July 8th, 1998, Gary DeVore was found.
Oh no.
What came next after this break?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
Checking in.
Checking in again.
You can check in and you can check out.
Yeah, you can do both those things fairly easily, yeah. In my humble opinion.
Yeah. Do what you like.
Yeah. Linger by the coffee station. That's cool too. Or just, you got a thing to go to? Get out of here.
Do you linger by a lot of coffee stations?
I like to scope out the coffee station. I just see the caffeine. Is there an Earl Grey? Is a hot cocoa an option? Yes. Yes, I do.
Hey, you want to go on a date? Sure. Where do you want to meet? You want to meet at the coffee station?
And
then you're like, I haven't heard from him since. We want to say hello to anyone who's listening, sharing, supporting the show, spreading the good word.
Spreading it
far and wide. The holy gospel.
Yeah, that's right.
The gospel according to Lieb.
That's right. The revelation book.
Mm-hmm. It's all revelations to you, right?
Whoa!
And who and what and why would we be without our government?
Nowhere.
We got the mayors rocking a pumpkin spice latte because he feels like it. Stephen Bates.
Hello. Save a sip for me.
Rocking a cold brew. Charlie Gilbert.
Hello. That's hard on the stomach.
No oat milk for this person known as Kat Joselle. She's
hello.
Like, they're like, do you want oat milk? She's like, no.
She's like, no thanks.
I want it straight up.
Wow.
I don't know what
no
straight up
bullshitting.
Is. And rocking a double frap, hold the water heavy on the ice, light on the honey, and just stick a donut in it. Why not? At the donut station, Ashley Mattson.
Hello. Enjoy yourself.
And our governor.
Mm-hmm.
Our governor, the conductor at the coffee station, mixes and matches all the flavors.
All the flavors, calling the shots.
And shots.
Uh-oh. Avian Noble.
So if you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes, you want to binge, you have time, but you don't want to waste it, listen to a bunch of ads and a bunch of chit-chat, head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
That's right.
$2.
That's it.
And in today's time, that's like $4 yen.
Yeah. It's like 1/16th of a novelty drink.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Or just an old cup if you're in a nice place in LA. they'll give you an old cup
an
for $2.
Aged cup.
Yeah, here, take this. What can I get for $2? This old cup.
Not vintage.
No.
Not retro.
No.
Old as fuck cup. Ruthless, this city.
Well, speaking of ruthless cities and maybe ruthless countries, ruthless governments, or maybe not at all.
Oh.
Let's find out what happened or what didn't happen to Gary DeVore. On July 8th, 1998, his Ford Explorer was submerged in 12 to 15 feet of water beneath an aqueduct bridge in Palmdale, California.
Oh, wow.
Gary's body was still behind the wheel, seatbelt still on.
Jesus.
When the police recovered his vehicle from the water, they discovered his laptop, which contained his script for The Big Steal, which is a remake of a 1949 movie, I believe, in his hands. But his gun, which he always carried, that was missing.
A screenwriter who always carries a gun.
They found no evidence of impact when they searched the aqueduct. His lights were switched off. Obviously, the lights are going to not be lit a year later, but the lights were not on at all.
Wow.
The assumption is it happened at night, because if it happened during the day, there'd be
someone would have known.
No notice. Yeah. If it was at night, it could be in the middle of the night, your lights should be on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm already formulating some theories in my brain, but
so talk. He was driving in total darkness in theory.
In theory, yeah.
Police pieced together what they thought happened. They suspected Gary had driven 3 miles into oncoming traffic without turning his headlights on, which meant nobody saw him.
What?
Dr. Matthew Alford, a British academic, spent nearly 10 years investigating the case. He said, quote, "It's very difficult to actually prove something happened, like a murder. But you can prove that something didn't happen, like an impossible accident. How can you possibly turn around on a motorway and drive 3 miles against traffic with your lights off? If those facts are accurate, and a range of experts say that it's not possible, then I would go as far as to say you've proven the first state-sponsored killing in the United States. It follows on deductively that it has to therefore be murder, and it has to be a cover-up, and there's no one else who can do that." His hands were missing.
Okay.
That is an important fact.
Uh-huh.
That could be worse than it sounds, because hands and feet, because of the thinness of like a wrist, would deteriorate quicker, and it's very easy for the hands just to missing and decompose as compared to like a torso. It also seems like, where's his hands?
Yeah, where the fuck's this guy's hands? And also, I think of when people are taking a hit on someone else, they usually will cut off their fingertips or hands to not so easily have that person identified. I mean, there's lots of other ways to identify people. Surely, you know, he was identified because he had his own belongings on him, but it feels very like mob boss to me.
But they did find 3 fingers, bone.
Okay.
Finger bones. In the back seat. But when they were analyzed, the report said that those fingers were 200 years old.
What? So this man, the screenwriter, has no hands, but he does have some fingy bones in the back seat that are hundreds of years. I don't mean to like laugh, but
they
it's
assume
like
they were his.
So insane.
They assumed that it was just the decomposition and they floated back there.
Okay, so they weren't, it's just the, it was very aggressively decomposing. Because then part of me is like, is this part of his research for his screenplay to have these old finger bones for something else?
Or were they placed there?
Yeah. I mean, all of that seems very plausible. Him driving 3 miles into traffic without anyone detecting him seems like the most outlandish part of this.
Gary had a deformed left pinky finger, if it had been his hand. So that was, you would have found a deformed finger, theoretically, if it was still there. And it would be very easy to identify because it's a strange, deformed finger.
Yeah.
In 2014, a film about the investigation into Gary's death was released. Alfred suggested that men posing as government agents entered Gary's house and took information from his script. When Gary's vehicle was being recovered in 1998, a witness claims that an unmarked black helicopter was photographing it. The helicopter was not a police helicopter, nor did it belong to a nearby Air Force. When Alfred had completed his investigation, he went to the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department and requested that a file on Gary DeVore be obtained. His file was 600 pages long and labeled classified. This is according to Alfred.
Yeah.
They claimed that because there was new information on the case and they had to start from scratch and thus could not release the file. During the investigation, Alfred discovered that Gary was working with someone from the CIA.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that means he was working with them, like, hey, I'm writing this movie.
Yeah, will you help me?
And deals with government corruption, CIA.
Totally.
Or was he working with them in another way?
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'm curious to know what happened to this CIA guy. The CIA historically is not forthright with information from any of its members, past or present.
DeVore's widow mentioned phone calls from government employees and was working on a document in Cyrillic writing, but never explained it to her. He sounds like an interesting guy at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, there's just like so – we talk about things that confuse investigations. There's so many like out there details in this case that it's like, oh, that makes sense. And you're like, no, it doesn't make sense at all. Not at all.
She stated, quote, "He had been very disturbed by some of the things he had discovered during his research. He was researching the U.S. invasion of Panama – because he was setting the story he was writing against it, as well as the overthrow of Noriega and the massive amount of money laundering in Panamanian banks, as well as our own government's money laundering.
What's crazy, too, is that this is all for a movie. This isn't like something political, like someone trying to usurp the government authority in certain ways. This is literally for people's entertainment, all of this.
Gary DeVore worked at Tonopah Air Force Base, also known as Area 52, and traveled to South America with the military. Gary knew Chase Brandon, who worked for the CIA in California. Chase is the cousin of actor Tommy Lee Jones.
What?
They met in 1981, and Gary's work with the CIA was described as, quote, very military related.
Damn. So well connected. Very dangerous.
Many people believe Gary was working for the government and that traveling with the military, his views shifted and he became aware of how the U.S. gained so much power. Many people believe that the CIA was involved in Gary DeVore's mysterious death, and many people have no idea what happened to him, how he died, why he died, or who was responsible because of the lack of information.
Yeah.
And while there's not much information on this case, a ton of speculation.
Oh, I mean, this is the perfect Venn diagram of information you need, information you don't need, and just complete conspiracy speculation.
The Gary DeVore case remains unsolved 25 years later, according to Dr. Alford. When asked what happened, he says, the whole thing was such a house of cards. Anything could have tipped it. And who knows? Maybe it did.
Hell yeah, it did. Fuck. I mean, what I think are we trying to get at here is that he got into government good graces to make this screenplay, got in too deep, started to feel differently about the people and entities that he was affiliated with, you know, maybe started to speak out a little bit on that or start dialogues maybe people didn't want started. And then all of a sudden, he's in an aqueduct.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.